The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road, but if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge and enjoy 10 smoke-free, spit-free days for just $5.95. Order online and start your new journey today. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Maller here. Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with a set of new tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full lineup of Pirelli tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will ship fast and free to you. One of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hello and welcome. It's our number four, hour four of our radio program, Talking Baseball. Why not? It's the 4th of July. So are you on the side of the Red Sox pitcher or the Cubs manager regarding Wrigley Field? Venerable Wrigley Field, the Cub manager defending the ballpark, the Red Sox pitcher saying it's not all that. And what happened to Wrigley in recent years to downgrade it? How can they make the friendly confines great again on the north side of Chicago? We talk about all of that and much more, including the Maller Militia feud. It's all coming your way right here in hour number four. Have a great 4th of July and have some barbecue for me. Here's the fourth hour. Those are fighting words, fighting words. Welcome in the beginning of another hour of the Ben Maller Show as we are in the air everywhere. You in the passenger seat as we play ball as an oddball coast to coast, border to border, and beyond on the vast and extravagantly powerful microphones of FSR emanating live. From the diarrhea, as in verbal diarrhea, we've got it all night long into the early morning hours, even on a holiday in America anyway, the 4th of July, the Fox Sports Radio studios at a secret location somewhere in the Northwoods. So our lead this hour coming from baseball. Now, I was going to do a rant about the Dodgers dominating the Padres over the weekend, winning 3 of 4, but still finding a way to screw it up by blowing a game in the ninth inning because they have a closer who they can't depend on, a fatal flaw that will inevitably cost them in the postseason. But I chose not to do that. I chose not to do that because there's a beef. And when I see a beef, I like that. I also enjoy eating beef, but this is a beef between two historical franchises, the Cubs and the Red Sox. So I don't know if you were paying attention or not over the weekend. Maybe you're still not paying attention because it's a holiday, but let me fill you in. So after the weekend series, Red Sox and Cubs, a pitcher for the Red Sox who we've never heard of, Josh Winkowski, he played his first game at Wrigley over the weekend, and he lost the game 3-1 to the Cubs. And he said the oldest ballpark in the big leagues did not live up to the billing. Here's a quote. He said, Fenway kind of has a presence to it, he said. I really didn't get that here, to be honest, Winkowski said, pitching at Wrigley Field. I said to my mom, last night this place is very stock standard. If you ask me, I didn't feel anything. To be honest, it kind of just felt like another ballpark. Close quote. Now, as you might imagine, people in Chicago were offended by that. People that work for the Cubs were bothered by that, including David Ross, who's done a tour of duty as a player with the Cubs and the Red Sox. He's now managing the Cubs, I guess. They're not really that good. He said he did not appreciate the opinion of the rookie and then took a shot at the youth of Winkowski, saying, I don't know what his life experience is. This is a quote. I don't know what his life experience is, but I appreciate this place a lot, the Cubs manager said. I've got a lot of history here. This is one of the best I've ever been around. And he bragged about being part of a World Series at both Wrigley and Fenway. And he said that Wrigley felt pretty awesome in that game over the weekend, and the fans, you know, yelling, go Cubs, go, packed house. It was fun, close quote. So let us discuss. You have differing opinions here. The question, are you with who? Which side are you on? Are you on the side of the Red Sox pitcher or the Cub manager regarding the status of Wrigley Field? So the arrow on this one points to the Red Sox pitcher. I'm in agreement. I am. I've got orthodoxy, Disney-fied, and hot tub. And we'll combine all of these things together. Now, to lead off, this is an unpopular opinion. But I agree with this pitcher who I'd never heard of until this weekend, Josh Winkowski. Wrigley Field is lacking some mojo. Now, I was on the north side of Chicago a couple months back in May. And I witnessed a Cub-White Sox game. I sat in the bleachers in right field bleachers in Chicago. I was not impressed. I was not. But by doing this, speaking out against the orthodoxy of baseball, that is considered blasphemy. It is disrespect. It is a desecration of the hallowed grounds of Wrigley Field, blah, 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 blah. Nevertheless, this pitcher Winkowski of the Red Sox is generally correct in a side-by-side comparison. And I haven't been to Fenway a bunch either. I've only been there a few times over the years. But every time I've been there, I've felt an energy. There's been something special about Fenway Park. And I don't fit in the seats, in a lot of the seats, because the seats were designed in the early 1900s, and I'm a big guy, and I don't fit really well there. And I fit pretty comfortably in the monster seats out there because they were designed for people my size. But in a side-by-side comparison, both ballparks were renovated. Fenway Park has been renovated a ton over the years. The Red Sox have squeezed every dollar they could out of that property. And the same thing has happened in Chicago, but Fenway still has an edge to it. Wrigley is lacking that effervescence. The night I was there, and I had been to Wrigley Field a long time ago, over 20 years ago, I was there originally, but that sparkle was lacking. There was no sparkle in that ballpark. And furthermore, you know, if you ask the question, a bigger question of what happened to Wrigley Field, well, somebody goofed up. I'm not sure who, but the Cubs ownership, they spent almost $600 million over close to a decade to renovate Wrigley Field. They, just like the Red Sox, they tried to put the chokehold on the cash cow and get every nickel and dime they could out of the friendly confines. And in the process, they somehow took the old ballpark soul and they lost a bunch of the charm. So the way I would answer this is they corporatized Wrigley, but it had a flair of that even before this last 10 years of renovation. And so it can't just be that alone. They purchased a bunch of the buildings around Wrigley, the Ricketts family, and so they control blocks and blocks of real estate right around the ballpark, and they built offices for the Cubs and all this. So they not only own the Tabernacle, the ballpark, but the surrounding neighborhood is controlled, much of it, by the Ricketts family. But in the process, they did lose a bit of the soul of the ballpark. Now, I'm not sitting here saying it's terrible, and if you've never been to Wrigley Field, you should go and you should check it out, and maybe you'll have a great time. The fact that I had been there before all of that, and it's not like when I was there in my first trip to Wrigley, the Cubs were very good. They weren't. Probably not as bad as they are right now, but they were bad 20 years ago. And they had Sammy Sosa, and that was about it in that last trip I had to Wrigley. But the way I would describe it is Wrigley Field has been Disney-fied. And as we say, corporatized, you can say it that way also. But think like if you've been to Disneyland, downtown Disney, like there's just something about it. It just didn't sit right with me. And it could be the price gouging. I don't enjoy price gouging. I don't know many people that do. But there's a little razzmatazz that Wrigley had before they put all that money. It's a ballpark dropped in the middle of a neighborhood. And now you have this, it's not a full monstrosity, but it's a tribute to corporate greed and how we can get as much money out of this thing as we possibly can. And if I own the Cubs, I might do the same thing, but I don't own the Cubs and I'm just a consumer. And as a consumer, I agree. And as far as the atmosphere in the ballpark, well, we can address that. How can you make the friendly confines great again? Well, you need to have a hot tub time machine. Go into that hot tub time machine and go back and change some things around. And a little less of the corporate vibe. It would also help if Cub ownership took any pride in the product on the field. The Northsiders are an embarrassment. They are putting essentially hefty bags of trash all over the diamond. And if you put a halfway decent team together, then that would help. That would help a little bit. And the most exciting thing watching Cub baseball this year is out in the bleachers, the people taking the overpriced beer cups and doing a snake in the bleachers. And even that often gets poo-pooed by the no fun police ushers at Wrigley Field that will run over and knock those down. But that's about the most fun you can have. Is taking all the beer cups, getting completely liquored up, watching Cub baseball, because that's about it. And I guess the weather's good now. When I was there, it was cold and rainy and nasty and all that. But the flotsam and jetsam are not exactly getting her done on the field, if you know what I'm saying. All right, it is the Ben Maller Show on Fox. We will talk more about that. Also, there was an NBA owner during our show, within about an hour of our show starting, who sent out what appeared to be an indirect shot at LeBron James, Jeannie Buss, a random non sequitur. She, out of the blue, on the 4th of July, decided to praise Kobe Bryant. And was this a subtle indirect shot at LeBron James? Certainly can be taken that way. As there are some believing that LeBron James is behind the scenes here, working as the puppet master again, the de facto GM, and working to pressure the Lakers to acquire Kyrie Irving, his old pal from Cleveland, who now wants out of Brooklyn, and Jeannie Buss, who has a pretty low budget when it comes to the Lakers, and considering how much money the Lakers are worth, they are not extravagant, as you would expect them to be, and it's a family business, blah, 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 blah. And so was this her way of venting publicly but she didn't want to put LeBron's name on it, so she just used KB instead of even Kobe Bryant, but it seems pretty obvious that was part of what she was doing. All right, it's Ben Maller's show on Fox. Later this hour, we're going to have the Maller Militia feud. Speaking of scandals, now last hour, Eddie did not like my scandal. He's getting killed, by the way. There was a story, Kyler Murray's hairdresser, now former hairdresser, upset, attempting to out Kyler Murray because Kyler was upset with what she was wearing when she would cut his hair. So that was something. Now we have another. This is a team scandal and an NFL team accused in court papers of helping to run interference for a scandal involving the church. We'll get to that, and we will do it next.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific.
Mic check. Mic check.
If you want exclusive insight from the biggest names in the sports game, what's good? This is national champion and former pro baller Chris Johnson. And let me tell you a little bit about my new series, KJ Live.
KJ Live is the only show featuring me going one-on-one with the brightest basketball minds on the planet to get the real.
And when I say real, I mean that real. I got legendary Hall of Famers, elite coaches, and the top basketball insiders bringing you a unique perspective on all things hoops culture that you will not find anywhere else.
To make your next move your best move.
And tap in with me on KJ Live, wherever you get your podcasts from.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
If you're a smoker or dipper looking to make a change, you really only need one reason to do it. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you can find many. Not only did Zyn create the first ever nicotine pouch, we're still America's number one choice for smoke-free, spit-free nicotine satisfaction. It could be because Zyn is made with only 6 simple ingredients, including naturally derived nicotine salt. Or maybe it's because Zyn is the only nicotine pouch with a 10-day trial. For anyone worried Zyn won't cut it like traditional tobacco, just ask one of the millions of people who have achieved lasting change. You have lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Find your Zyn online or in a store near you at Zyn.com/find. That's Zyn.com/find.
Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Hey, it's Maller here. The 82-game preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boost, and so much more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code Maller. It's my last name. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly with code Maller. Again, that's code Maller only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21+, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms,
gamers and responsible gaming resources.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV, and be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Pay attention, Maller Militia. The Ben Maller Show needs your help. Join the Audio Commonwealth and follow your host on Twitter. He's at Ben Maller. And you can, well, you could search on Facebook for our producer tonight. He's in for the Coupe de Loop. His name is Ricky. And just go to like Facebook and type in Ricky and he'll be there.
You can find me on Facebook, Ricky.
He's the only one in the world named Ricky.
Yeah. He's in the meta.
And now live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
Then it is, as we roll on, we will have a holiday theme game, hopefully better than last week. What a debacle Maller Militia feud was a week ago. But we anticipate a better game because I'm sure Ricky will get two people that have a pulse that will play our game, that understand the keys to life. So we'll have that coming up here in a bit, but we'll take some calls until then. A Maller monologue, ranting and raving about Wrigley Field versus Fenway. Supermarket Steve, though, he wants to talk about that Laker owner. He says, right after tweeting that Kobe Bryant was the best team player ever, Jeannie Buss tweeted that Vladimir Putin won the Nobel Peace Prize. According to Supermarket Steve, Chip in the Q's writes in, says, A-plus on the Maller monologue. Who's really surprised that some goof out of Boston is saying stupid things again? It may be just a New England thing, but it's not that hard to understand, says Chip in the Q's. Ron from Minnesota says, I just tuned in. Did you cover the Rudy Gobert Timberwolves trade? Did my Wolves get a thumbs up? Well, Ron, that did not come up in the conversation, Ron, but if you would like to request a special Maller monologue, I can do that on the big Rudy Gobert trade of a week ago. Is Minnesota sending the glue guy to Salt Lake City, the great Patrick Beverley? But will he stay in Utah or will he go somewhere else? Inquiring minds would like to know. Late Night Drug Tester says, I think you reach out to the Red Sox. You could ask where President Taft would sit since he was in office when that place opened at Fenway. Now, Daniel writes in, he points out that methinks Eddie Garcia doth do protest too much regarding the Kyler Murray conversation last hour. And, of course, most people feel that way. That's just the way it is, Daniel. That's just the reality of the situation. And Jay Scoop says, happy 4th of July to you all. He says, did you know the U.S. Army, Navy, and Marines are older than the country itself? They started in 1775. Might sound weird, but when you remember they had organized to fight for independence, it makes sense. It was a fun fact. Well, I love fun facts, Jay Scoop. So thank you for that, and we do appreciate it. Let's go to the phones, and we'll say hello to Dick in Dayton. Hello, Dick. Welcome. Hey. The Dickster. It's the 4th of July. Hello, Dick.
Good morning, Eddie.
Good morning, Dick.
Happy 4th of July.
Same to you.
Oh, thank you. Well, Ben, I think something happened different yesterday. The Reds finally won a game. I could not believe that, you know?
Yeah, it's at the point now where the Reds are so bad, when they win a game, you think something's wrong.
Yeah, you really do. You really do. It's just, I don't know, Ben. I think
it won't be denied.
Management, new coach. You know.
What about the uniforms? You think the uniforms are okay? They look pretty good. Do you want to change the uniform?
Yeah, I like the uniform. Okay. I do. Yeah, I do like the uniform.
They look better than they play.
Yes, they do. Dickster, they call me.
All right. And what are you doing for the 4th today, Dick and Dayton? Do you have special plans today?
I'm going to go. I haven't been over to Lowe's. I heard from the grapevine that a lot of my friends aren't still there or people, and I haven't been over there for a couple weeks. I'm going to go and see who's the what former people are over there.
Oh, so you're going back to your old stomping grounds there where you were a legend. You put in 20-plus years of hard labor at Lowe's. You were beloved, and now you're enjoying the twilight of your retirement. You're loving life, right? You're living your greatest life right now.
Oh, yeah. And then the other night, I learned, this is a first, I learned a little bit on the Appalachian dulcimer. One of the teachers taught me, and you know,
what
he was saying, Dick, you have an ear for music. I got to give you four before I have more lessons, but do you want to play your dulcimer, or are you going to play the guitar or mandolin? I told her, I'd rather play the mandolin, you know, but... Yeah. The
dulcimer. That's what you're known for. You're known for the mandolin. You're the mandolin guy.
Yeah,
that's what you are.
That's what everybody knows me as. Yeah, and I've met a lot of people. This one guy, his friend, she plays guitar, and she runs a...
Who?
It's the jam session in Germantown, and I'm going to be playing up there tomorrow night. We're going to be playing some country music. I think a guy's coming down from Nashville, Ben. I have to tell you about this guy. He, you know, hears me on you on your show and stuff. Yeah. He's one of the better guitar players. So I'm going to have a good.
Who?
I'm going to have a good life, you know, Ben.
Yeah. Well, you're living a great life, is what you are, and we're living it through you, Dick, because you're telling us stories. Well, have fun. Have a great 4th of July. I know you're not a fireworks guy, so. Stay away from the fireworks, all right? Thank you, Dick.
You're welcome. Right. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. There's Dick and his mandolin. Let's go to Ed in Arlington, our buddy Ed. Hello, Ed. Welcome.
Ben, I caught your commentary on Mark Cuban a little earlier, and I got to say, if his former general manager has anything to say on the matter, then you're probably barking up the right tree.
For those that missed it, though, Ed, because people are always turning on and off the show. So Mark Cuban has been attacked by his fans. They're very upset with him. The Mavericks have not had a great start to the NBA offseason. And so Cuban on social media was liking all these posts, calling him a terrible owner, asking him to sell the team and all that. So we reacted to that in a previous portion of the show, and that's what Ed in Arlington is addressing right now.
Yeah, well, I don't know if I'm one of them. He's made some boneheaded moves in the past, in particular his letting Steve Nash walk back about 15 years ago when Steve Nash was still playing. And what did Steve Nash do? He went on to win two MVP awards with the Phoenix Suns. So he clearly misjudged that, and it would be easy. However, it would be easy to accuse Mark Cuban of being, well, he's just a cheapskate. He doesn't want to pay for the stars it takes to win a championship. But he's paid quite a bit in luxury tax over the past decade, and admittedly, he doesn't have a whole lot to show for it. But so do a lot of other teams too that have done the same thing. So. Winning an NBA championship is a tough game.
So you're defending Mark Cuban. You're standing by Mark Cuban.
Well, I don't want to know. I don't know if I want to be among the rock throwers at him. He's the other boneheaded thing he may have done is if his ex-general manager, Donnie Nelson, is to be believed, Donnie strongly advised him to draft Giannis Antetokounmpo, the Greek freak. And Cuban ignored him on that, and look what
happened.
A lot
of teams ignored Giannis Antetokounmpo because he wasn't drafted in the top five or whatever. He was a late lottery pick.
Sure.
Otherwise, he would have been picked if people thought he was going to be that good. He was not supposed to be that good. The projections were off, Ed. This is a rare non-baseball call from Ed in Arlington. I'm not used to this, Ed. You're the baseball guy. You're the break down the numbers on the Texas Rangers. But the Rangers are so blah, you're even, like, I don't need to talk about the Rangers. I'd rather talk about Mark Cuban.
Well, I could get in a little Rangers at the moment. They're not that far out of it. They're hovering on the edges of being in competition for a wild card spot.
Well, that's because they keep adding wild card teams. If they keep adding enough wild card teams, every team will be in contention for the playoffs with these extra wild card spots.
Well, they're not as bad as the Major League Baseball is not as bad as the NBA yet. The first round of the NBA playoffs, what a waste of time that is to watch the top four teams in each conference blow away.
The Rangers are under the three games under 500. They're five out of the wild card.
They are getting some pitching finally, though. A miracle.
Yeah, they're from their current players, and you know we got the trade deadline popping
and,
up.
And the good thing about the Rangers is like it's a neck and neck race between them and the Mariners for second place in the division. The Angels, forget about it, and the Athletics aren't even trying. So you've got that going for you.
Yeah, I'd say you nailed that situation pretty good. Although I'm not really ready to count the Angels out. Any team?
Oh,
that
I am. Come on, I am.
Yeah, they're finished.
Any team that has Mike Trout.
Oh, stop. They've had Mike Trout for years.
Yeah, they've been saying that for years.
They've never won a playoff game. They have Ohtani, and they have no chance. It's a joke, the Angels. And they deserve everything they get. They've got an incompetent PR staff over there in Anaheim. Screw them. They hate our show. I'm glad they're miserable. I hope they continue to be miserable all year. They deserve every loss they get. Anyway, all right, thank you, Ed. I got to go, buddy, but I'm glad you checked in. The great Ed in Arlington, longtime caller to the show. Giving us the inside skinny. So Ed says, it's not as bad as basketball, but a team three games under 500 after 77 games is still right there in playoff contention. Because they have that third wild card team now in each, the American and the National League. They got that going. Oh, we have a lot to get to here. A lot to get to. And including the guy, one of the guys we asked about a while ago has checked in. But let's get over to Eddie Garcia right now. And get you caught up on everything going on in the overnight. Here's Eddie.
All right, thank you, Ben. We start with Major League Baseball games of note. We had the Padres defeating the Dodgers 5-2 to avoid being swept in that three-game series between the top two teams in the NL West. San Diego getting just its second win over LA since last season's All-Star break. They're now 2-14 against the Dodgers in that span. LA's lead on San Diego still 3.5 games in the NL West. The Twins lose to the Orioles 3-1, while the Guardians shut out the Yankees 2-0. Cleveland starter Tristan McKenzie and two relievers combining on a one-hit shutout of the Bronx Bombers. Cleveland now two back of Minnesota in the AL Central race. The Astros wrap up a three-game series sweep of the Angels with a 4-2 win. Houston's won six straight. There were 20 different Angels batters who struck out in this one. That tied a major league record. Mike Trout was 0-11 in the series with 9 strikeouts.
It's an odd move, Eddie. They went from the cowboy hat. They went up there. They had blindfolds on the Angels. Why would they do that?
They wanted to challenge themselves, I guess, a little bit more.
Didn't work out so well for
them. No, it did not. The Brewers beat the Pirates 2-0. Brandon Woodruff and three relievers combining on the shutout win for Milwaukee.
About the crew.
Yeah, they've got a two-game lead now on St. Louis in the NL Central. Cardinals lost the Sunday night game against the Phillies 4-0. Philadelphia starter Zach Wheeler and two relievers combined on the four-hit shutout. We had the Reds walking off with a 4-3 win over the Braves. Atlanta scored 2 in the ninth to tie it, but then it was Albert Almora Jr. with a base-loaded RBI single to win it for the Reds. The Mets beat the Rangers 4-1, so the Mets have a 3.5 game lead on Atlanta atop the NL East. White Sox wrap up a three-game sweep of the Giants with a 13-4 win. White Sox are still hanging around in that AL Central race. They're 4.5 back of Minnesota. And the Red Sox beat the Cubs 4-2 in 11 innings. USFL Championship game, the Birmingham Stallions get by the Philadelphia Stars 33-30. Birmingham finishes up the season with an 11-1 record.
Who was the MVP, Eddie? Do we know who the MVP was?
A wide receiver for Birmingham. I don't have his name. I apologize for that.
Okay, is he going to go to the NFL, that guy?
I doubt it. No? Maybe you go to training camp.
Oh, you don't think any of these guys are NFL players, Eddie?
No, I didn't say that, but I don't know that he is necessarily. No. He had a decent game. Not too bad.
Okay.
I did see this from the NBA. Goran Dragic has landed with a new team. He is signed
Thank
a
God.
One-year
I was very
deal.
Worried he wasn't going to get a job.
I know
I'm
you
so
are.
Happy
I wanted to put
job.
Your mind at ease.
Thank you. I can
signed
sleep
a
easy now.
One-year deal with the Chicago Bulls. Apparently, he picked the Bulls over the Clippers, the Lakers, the Warriors, and the Bucks, according to a report.
Does he like deep dish pizza? Is that why?
Well, who doesn't? My God.
It is a gift in Chicago. But in Chicago, if you lived in Chicago, you probably wouldn't eat it because it's there all the time.
No, no, no. That's like saying, you know, living in California, we won't eat delicious Mexican food because it's here all the time.
No, but like In-N-Out, I don't eat it In-N-Out all the time. But people that come to California, eat it In-N-Out all the time because they don't get it. If you're in place without In-N-Out Burger, you go there all the time.
I'm offended by your accusation that somebody would be tired of deep dish pizza. It's not possible.
My wife says she was tired. We ate it every day we were in Chicago. Like she said, I'm good for a couple of years. Yeah. I'm on your team, Eddie.
Yeah.
I love deep dish. The way they make it. And I never ate that for years. I deprived myself Because I said, who wants the tomato sauce on top like that? That's disgusting. But boy, was I wrong on that one. Man.
One of many times you've been wrong.
That's incorrect, Dave. Only with deep dish pizza. I did not realize the greatness of the deep dish pizza. All right, thank you for that. It is the Ben Maller Show. So a story that did not get a lot of attention. I want to mention this, though, and it came up at the end of last week, and it did not rise to the level of much conversation. So let me give you the background on this. There's an FBI investigation. The story came out near the end of last week, before the holiday weekend, that the FBI's opened up a sweeping probe of clergy. There was a sex abuse scandal in New Orleans. Now, this is obviously a sports radio show, so we're not going to get into the Roman Catholic Church in New Orleans and the kind of bad things that it may or may not have been doing for a long time. That's not what we talk about on this show. But an NFL team tied into that does get our attention. So the FBI opens up this probe, and buried in the story is the fact that the accusation is being made, and this is part of the bankruptcy case from 2020. The Archdiocese 2020 bankrupt case has also, according to the story from the Wire, the Associated Press there, froze a separate court battle over confidential emails which are alleged to describe behind-the-scenes public relations work executives for the New Orleans Saints, the New Orleans pro football team, did for the Archdiocese in 2018 and 2019, and the accusation being made here that they helped shape the Archdiocese list of credibly accused clergy. And essentially what they're claiming is they helped downplay the scandal that the New Orleans Saints NFL team, according to the attorneys who are involved in this, they've sued the church and all that, but they're claiming that the New Orleans Saints, that some of the things they were doing were untoward. That the Saints' argument was, well, we're just doing some PR work and all that, nothing, some advice, we're not doing anything illicit. That was the narrative. But now they are the story is that they were actually doing much more than that. So we'll find out whether anything comes of that or not. And it's low on the list of NFL scandals. We have many NFL scandals. That's low on the list. Let's go now to the Hawaiian Islands. And a man, boy, are we excited to talk to this guy, the one-eyed trash man. Hello. Hello, Trash. Welcome.
What's happening, Ben?
Trash, when are we doing this daredevil stunt? I'm excited about this. When are we doing it?
Yeah, well, it takes a little bit of careful planning and the right conditions. This is not a joke. You can easily die doing these kind of things, and you've got to have your crew in place. Yeah. And that's what I'm working on right now. But soon, and it will be either on a Monday or a Tuesday.
Okay, well, let me know, and we fully support you, Trash Man. We do not want to see you die, so if it's too dangerous, do not do it. Please do not do it, but if you think you can do it safely, this is a daredevil stunt live on radio. It's human tricks that Trash is going to, you're going to go down a hill. You're on the radio, is that correct, Trash? You're planning this out, a very steep hill.
That is correct. My goal is I am trying to become the fastest man on the planet. On a skateboard.
Okay, so you right would like now, to set a land speed record.
Miles per hour.
Okay, you're looking to set a world record. You'll be going downhill on, and you're on Oahu, right? Is that where you're located? Am I correct on that?
That is correct. And this is going to be done on the Pali Highway, which is really cool because not only do I live right here on the Pali Highway, but this is a very important place in Hawaiian history.
Why is
it's
that?
A very supernatural place. It is. I have a lot of supernatural things happening out here in the forest at all times.
What kind of things are we talking about? Trash.
Right about where I'm going to start this run, in the last major battle that these islands had before the white man came here, over 1,000 Hawaiian warriors jumped off a cliff to their deaths right on my doorstep, basically, when they were building this road, they found 800 of their skulls. And at night, at times, they're called the night marchers. When the conditions are right and you happen to be the lucky one to see it, you can see Hawaiian warriors marching in through the forest with torches. And that's not a drug-induced state or anything like that. It just is what it is. And then I have the Menahunis, which are the Hawaiian little people. They're little tricksters. They are always taking things and bringing them. They always bring them back, but you'll put something down. You know darn well where you put it, and then it's not there.
Well, this is amazing.
3 or 4 days later, it's right where you left it.
All right, I got to leave it there. Call me tomorrow, though. We'll get more on this. But Trash, again, plan that out. The great Trash, the one-eyed Trash man from the Hawaiian Islands and on Oahu, he's planning this amazing daredevil stunt. I'm a little concerned, though. I don't want to see him injured, because then that would be a problem. It would be a problem for him. It would be a problem for us. Let's go now to, who do we have here? Let's say hello to Marcel in Brooklyn quickly. Hello, Marcel.
Good morning, Ben, Eddie, Roberto, and Ricky, filling in for Coop de Loop. Happy 4th of July, you guys.
Very excited. Are you going to see fireworks today, Marcel?
Well, I'm going to watch the TV in New York for the Macy's fireworks display.
Well, what about looking out your window? Marcel, do you have a window there in Brooklyn? You can look out your window. I'm sure you'll see fireworks.
It's going to be at Coney Island, I promise you.
What floor are you on? Marcel, what floor are you on? Are you on the third floor? The second floor?
No. Just second.
Oh, okay, so yeah, you're not up that high. I got you. Okay, I got you.
All right, a new dawn, a new day, Independence Day 2022, finally here. Happy birthday, America, 246 years young. So, Malam Militia, let's get into it. And our pal Justin in Cincinnati joins us right now. Before I have you go straight to the boys and a tease for what's coming up on the show.
Who?
Sounds that good? Here's Justin in Cincinnati now. Good morning, sir. What is your food pick from last night?
Well, just be careful with them fireworks, because it is Brooklyn, so it's most likely gunshots. I think you had meatloaf and a turkey sandwich.
That's not going to be a very mixed match of that. Sorry, buddy. All right, thank you, Justin.
Yeah, bad job of you. I'm going to go pizza. Marcel?
With you, Ben.
What's that, Marcel? What do we have here? Pizza?
Nope.
No. Oh, it's not pizza. Eddie, go ahead, Eddie. My streak is over. Go ahead, Eddie.
No. Don't worry.
You had
a mixed match.
You had a...
Hey! Oh, all right. That's good. Go ahead,
I'm going to say that you had in lieu of the 4th of July, you had a hot dog.
Okay. Put the frankfurters for the mixed match in it. So stay tuned.
Oh, now he's confusing us. Go ahead.
No, please. Just lying there, Eddie, but no mixed matches. Roberto!
Hi, Marcel. How are you?
Good morning. Happy Independence Day. Happy 4th.
Happy 4th of July, man. What are you doing today?
Going to celebrating the fireworks display over at Coney Island.
Yeah.
After the frankfurters.
Are you going to get drunk? Are you going to get drunk?
No. If I do that, I'm going to jail.
No. Good job. All right. I'm going to say you had pizza.
All right, then. Ricky, Fillion, for Coop de Loop.
I'm going hot dog.
Uh-oh. You know what that means.
Oh, wait a minute. I'm confused. Now, hurry up. Reveal answers, please. Hurry
Jedi
up.
Jedi mind tricks on us.
All right. Our food pick from last night is Frankfurters.
Yeah.
That's right. We got the mixed matches on us.
Woo!
And the All golden right. ticket, too.
Me and Ricky.
Happy Independence Day, you guys. The rest of you stay right where you are, because the Ben Maller Show comes right back after these messages right here on Fox Sports Radio.
I need contestants, Marcel. The Maller Militia feud. I need contestants. The Maller Militia feud. We'll get to that. 877-99 on Fox. Maller Militia feud is next. Why don't you wish John the Pie Guy a happy birthday?
Happy birthday, John Piaia.
Oh, boy.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road. But if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Ready to start your new journey? Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Enjoy Zyn nicotine pouches for 10 days and discover a fresher way to experience nicotine satisfaction anywhere, anytime. Here's how to get started with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Simply pick your strength and varieties online and check out. Once your Zyn nicotine pouches arrive in the mail, enjoy pure nicotine satisfaction at your leisure. After your 10-day trial, let us know what you think. If Zyn isn't for you, no hard feelings. It's that simple. Order online at Zyn.com, that's Zyn.com, to start your new journey today with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
We provide over 70,000 seconds of unique content per week on the Ben Maller Show. 14,400 seconds each night. That is a lot to digest. Now you don't have to miss a moment. Thanks to podcasting. Go back and eavesdrop on those classic zany episodes at your convenience. Help the Ben Maller Show podcast skyrocket up the charts. It's available for free on iHeart and wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe and aggravate the corporate muckety mucks. And now live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
Is winning so important?
Listen, winning isn't everything. It's the only thing.
It's time for another Maller Game Show.
No, you're so dumb.
We surveyed 100 people. Name sports teams associated with losing.
The Lakers?
I believe the answer is the Clippers.
That is the top answer. 40 points. It's Maller Militia Feud.
And it is time for the Maller Militia Feud. Introducing Eric, who called us all the way from Houston, Texas, ready for action, playing against Frank from Iowa. On your marks, let's start the Maller Militia Feud. Gentlemen, are you both there? Hello to you, Eric.
Yes, I'm here.
All right,
yes,
Frank.
Yes,
there.
I'm here.
Frank.
I'm here.
I hear you, Frank. I hear you. Eric, are you there, Eric?
Yes, I am.
All right, so I've got the answers here. Listen, we're ready to go. I've got the question, rather. You've got the answers. That's how this works. We're going to have a good time here. 100 people surveyed, and you have to try to find the most popular answers on the board. We'll go with the holiday theme here, gentlemen. And here's the question. What do people do more on the 4th of July than on the 5th of July? The top four answers are on the board. Eric in Houston, you get to go first. Each get three strikes, and you're out, and you get one lifeline. Eric, what do people do more
barbecue.
On the
barbecue?
Barbecue. Great. That's Eric's answer. Barbecue. Is that correct? No, that was not. Yeah. That was Frank's answer. Frank, you're not allowed to go yet, Frank. Eric, go ahead, Frank.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, Fred's a little anxious.
Yeah, he is. He's jumping the gun here. Bad job by him. Go ahead, Eric.
I said drink. Alcohol.
Drink.
No.
That is the number one answer. Good job by you, Eric. 40 points. Absolutely, because most people have to go back to work on July 5th or whatever. Anyway, all right, so 40 points. And you are up again, Eric, and you have the lead. Go ahead.
Barbecue.
All right, you took Frank's answer, barbecue. That is not on the board as strike one. And we go over to Frank the Tank in Iowa. What do people do more on the 4th of July than on the 5th of July? Top four answers on the board. Now the top three.
More fireworks. More fireworks on the 4th than the 5th.
All right, that is absolutely right. Good job by you, Frank. That was the number two answer. 36 points on the board, and you get to go again, Frank, until you get a strike here. Top two answers on the board now. What do people do more on the 4th of July than on the 5th of July?
Visit relatives.
Visit family. Is that on the board? Visit family. No, not on the board. And we go back to Eric.
Okay. Well, I would have thought of that one, though.
Sleep.
Eric, what do you think?
Sleep.
Sleep. Is that on the board? Yes, that is on the board. Sleep is the last answer on the board.
Here.
And one more, Eric. What do people do more on the 4th?
I wouldn't have thought of that one.
Calm down, Frank. What do people do more on the 4th? Actually, you know, we're out of time, actually. The other answer was, I think we had eat. So we had drink, fireworks, eat, and sleep. And Eric wins. Congratulations, Eric.
Got a murder. Got to go.
If you're a smoker or dipper looking to make a change, you really only need one reason to do it. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you can find many. Zyn is America's number one nicotine pouch. It's made with only 6 simple ingredients. Plus, Zyn is the only nicotine pouch with a 10-day hassle-free trial. There are lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Find your Zyn online or in a store near you at Zyn.com/find. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.